This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think? What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm going to scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You. A chance for you to call in and air it out. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please try back and we will get you in. It's all brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Eric. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is that it seems that every decision that the president has made since he entered office should be invalidated. Every law should be invalidated because he wasn't the right mens rea to be able to make that decision. And that anyone and everyone connected to that, knowing that he was not in his right mind, should also be looked at, is there anything we can prosecute them for?
Yeah. And the people that, you know, that hid that from the American people and were dishonestly saying he's the sharpest he's ever been and all that.
There's got to
be some sort of penalty punishment involved there. And let's go to Horse Sense. What's bugging you?
Yes, good morning, men. I'm happy to say that I am in the 97% group, so that's nice. But what's bugging me is how so many people still on TV and radio continue to pronounce Vivek Ramaswamy's name incorrect. I saw him on, I think it was Sean Hannity, and Sean asked him, how do we pronounce your name? And he said Vivek, like bake. So I wish we could get that straight because he is a man that certainly deserves his name pronounced correctly. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas. It was nice to meet you the other day. Vivek. Mm-hmm. Do you get that?
Yep.
Vivek, like shake and bake with Vivek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donnie's eating very much shake and bake chicken these days.
No. Yeah. I was just thinking he's going to shake and bake it up there with Doge. Going to Doge it up.
I love it.
Let's go. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. By the way, those 93,000 CNN viewers in that age category, they're just people trapped at the airport and they can't jump high enough to change the channel.
True.
But what's bugging me is the Biden trip to Angola the other day, for a guy who seems to care about climate change, that's a big carbon footprint to go and visit a place of not a going concern and stuff.
Yeah, if you want to get away, Camp David's a lot closer. Let's go to T-Bone. What's bugging you?
As a long-haul truck driver, there's a lot of impossible deadlines. And what's really bugging me is, like, the parking, especially in Florida, it's so far and few between. And it's ridiculous how these places expect you to deliver at 4 a.m., but they don't give you a place to park. And it's just it's getting a little bit harder and harder. That's bugging me.
Yeah, it would seem like that's a basic kind of checklist. You receive deliveries on a regular basis. You have to provide a place. Yeah, it makes no sense. No wonder you're bugged. Carrie, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, just to echo you guys' thought about our current president starting things he will never be able to finish in the last 2 weeks of his administration, I think he ought to do what he does best for the third of his administration, sleep on the beach. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Well, we know it's the power surrounding him that have basically taken over. I doubt he has much input, if any, in many cases. Tan, what's bugging you?
I just wanted to talk about the family of the man that died, and they tried to convict Penny. I think that the family should be held responsible if they think they can put a lawsuit against him, a civil lawsuit for money. They should be investigated, and if they didn't try to get him some help, I think they should be able to be sued by Penny and the people that was on that bus, subway, whatever it was. I've never been to New York. I don't know. But I think that the family members should have some responsibility with what happened.
Yeah.
They just showed up when there was a possible civil lawsuit, didn't they?
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what, if anything, they had done in the past to try to get him help. John, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I tell you, I never thought I'd see the day we'd have leaders like we have here in Gainesville that like to hire incompetent DEI employees, but have the left want to have the latest fad of wearing pit pipe diapers like their unsung hero Brandon does, or turning their kids into geldings through fan surgery. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Let's go to Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. The 38 Republican House members that voted against this continuing resolution to revise one, Donald Trump and Johnson and Musk brought the bill from 1,547 pages down to 167 pages and probably eliminated a lot of the pork, that the kickbacks and everything that the Republicans were getting, and they voted against him. This does not bode well for President Trump to have this kind of resistance in the House of Representatives. And the Senate is probably going to be just as bad with people like Cornyn and Thune and McConnell.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good way maybe to see who the wishy-washy Republicans are. But this whole thing gets more complex when you talk about lifting the debt ceiling. It starts to go into the weeds a little bit. But definitely appreciate where you're coming from. Jim, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me, you got Elizabeth Warren talking about that, how everybody's going to be fed up and going to be all about it. What was January 6th back then? That was people being fed up about the election. And they want to say stuff, people are going to get fed up with Trump.
Yeah, well, and then there was at least 26 folks, you know, that are attached to the FBI that might have been fanning the flames a little bit. But yeah, people are frustrated. That's another reason why Trump got elected. Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. The family regarding Neely with the case in New York. I read an article that the mother was killed by an abusive boyfriend and was stuffed in a suitcase when the kid was 14, which obviously can mess anybody's head up. But the father decided that he didn't want to take care of him and left him in foster care. So honestly, if he's going to write his kid off like that, he deserves not a penny, even if Penny was guilty. And that's what's bugging me. Bye, guys.
No. Agreed. Yeah.
Yep.
Totally. Thanks so much. Thanks for everybody's input. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, China mocks America. I'll tell you what they said and why. And maybe I'll have my own answers, my own opinion on it. It's coming up on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We're live and local. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.